You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We've spent a lot of time on this show digging into the issue of student debt. 44 million Americans owe some kind of education-related loan, a total of $1.3 trillion. And yes, for many people, the earnings premium that comes with a college degree makes the loans worth it. But that doesn't mean that debt isn't incredibly taxing, financially, emotionally, and psychologically. And today, we are teaming up with WNYC's podcast, Death, Sex, and Money. They've been gathering stories about the effects debt has on people's lives.
The overwhelming theme was that it feels like for a lot of people who are making monthly student loan payments or maybe struggling with those payments, it feels like a secret and it feels shameful.
That's Anna Sale, host of the Death, Sex, and Money podcast.
The statistics show that the amount of student debt has increased 170% in the last 10 years. More Americans are taking out more debt, and they're taking longer to pay it off. So this is an increasingly common experience, but I don't think the way we talk about student debt socially or out in the open has caught up with that.
We did a fair amount of reporting on student debt last summer, and one of the things I was struck by was the psychology of it. In the responses you got from listeners, do you think the way they related to their student debt was different from, say, credit card debt or mortgage debt, car loans, et cetera?
Well, I think the thing about student loan debt is you think you're doing the responsible thing when you get educated, when you decide to get that degree, maybe go to grad school, that you're doing the thing that's going to set you up for success. And so when in the end it ends up being a financial situation when you're graduated that maybe your degree is not what you thought it was going to be worth, or your payments are much higher than you thought they were going to be, then there's a sense of like, wait, this wasn't what I was told. I was told if I got educated, if I got into these elite schools, I was setting myself up for success. So there's a sense of like, oh my God, how did I get duped here? And also, God, I'm educated. How did I get myself in this situation? So it's this mix of shame and also frustration with the system.
I want to play some of the responses you got. First from Jordan in the Bay Area, who is not paying on her loans right now. Tell us about her backstory. Set up this clip for us.
Yeah, she sent us an email and she said, I'm a recent graduate. I've been out of college for more than 2 years now, and I've never made a payment on my federal student loan. And so I said, well, Jordan, why don't we talk about what's going on? And so she came in and we talked about that.
I want to project out that, like, I'm successful and I'm doing well, even if I'm not doing as well as I'm projecting. It's like a really bad state of denial, Like, I'm, like, fake rich, you know what I mean? Like, I'd rather spend money and look rich than actually, like, take care of the debts that I have on my own.
What is that about, that sort of sense of I am projecting via social media or whatever that I'm fine?
Yeah, well, in her case, you know, she's 2 years out of school and she got her first student loan payment bill right after college, and it was about $700 a month. And she just thought, I can't afford this, so I'm not going to pay it. So she didn't pay. And then she got another job that paid better. And now she works at Facebook that pays better. And now she can afford her student loan payments, but she hasn't felt the pain of having not paid them for 2 years. So when I first talked to her, she was in that sense of, I'm going to spend my money on things that are going to be fun and that make me look like I'm a success.
I want to play some sound from a woman you identify as Vivian. When we talk about debt really changing someone's life circumstances, let's play that, and then we can talk about it a little bit.
Those private student loans have ruined my life. So, to be frank, I ended up remarrying my ex-husband because I couldn't afford to pay my bills.
I mean, just listening to her voice, there is so much pain there. What happened, and how did she end up making the decision to remarry her ex-husband because of her loans?
This was one of the most heartbreaking stories that we heard. This is a woman who asked to go by Vivian. That's not her real name. But when she was going to college, she first started out at community college. She got a walk-on athletic scholarship when she went to a four-year university. So she did all the things that they tell you to do to keep your financial costs down when you're in college.
Yeah.
But then one mistake she made is she took out private loans. And those loans, they don't have income-based repayment like federal loans can. And she got into a situation after she divorced her husband. They had two kids together. She went back into the workforce. She'd been a stay-at-home mom, and she wasn't making enough money for her private student loan payments. And her wages ended up being garnished. So then she finds herself on food stamps, and she can't support her kids. And so she makes the decision with her ex-husband to get back together to try to make it financially to pay back her student loans. I mean, that was the main driver. That debt is what was what caused them to reconcile and to get remarried. It ended up creating another set of complications because he was on income-based repayment for his student loans, and that increased his income when they got married. So after 2.5 years of being back together, now they are pursuing divorce again.
Anna Sale is the host of the WNYC podcast, Death, Sex, and Money. And you can find a link to her student loan project on our website, marketplace.org. Anna, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me.